The city of Sitka is struggling to pay off the Blue Lake Dam. The dam is one of the largest in Alaska and was mainly funded through bond proceeds. But a major decline in electric usage by Sitka customers means the city doesn't have enough money to make the bond payment. Faced with this shortfall, the Sitka Assembly debated their options on Tuesday night. KCAW's Emily Kwong has more.
Sitka's electrical usage has plummeted for a number of reasons. The winters have been pretty warm, and a lot of customers are going back to diesel or wood stoves. The result is that the city doesn't have the money it thought it would to pay for the dam. This deficit within the electric fund is $2 to $3 million this year. Now, the assembly could raise rates to pay for it all. An increase by 20 or 22% would do it. But such a prospect did not sit well with them. Many at the table were worried that a rate increase of 20% would drive customers to use even less electricity. Here's City Administrator Mark Gorman.
We're going to stimulate conservation, which pushes us deeper into the hole. It's kind of a damned if you do and damned if you don't scenario.
This is the crux of the problem before the assembly. If they raise rates too little, they risk defaulting on the bond agreement. If they raise rates by too much, usage could nosedive even further. Deputy Mayor Matthew Hunter and Assemblyman Stephen Eisenbeis were pretty stunned by the magnitude of the problem.
I feel we've jumped off that cliff already.
Say, instead of raising rates, the assembly were to trim city government, the cut would be about $2 million. That option wasn't palpable for Hunter.
I don't think that's easy to do in a way that doesn't drastically impact our citizens by services or personnel. It's not going to be a fun few years here, guys.
Taking all this in stride, the assembly did the following. On first reading, they decided to go with a more modest rate increase of 5% for this year. This closes the gap in the electric fund somewhat, but the city is still short $1.3 million. And for that, the assembly directed city staff to go looking elsewhere for that money before raising rates by 20%.
I'm really not willing to throw a 20% increase on people right now, but without any other money coming in, we have no option.
For their next meeting on October 11th, City Administrator Mark Gorman will talk about other pockets the assembly can draw from to save the electric fund, like the Southeast Economic Development Fund, the Permanent Fund, or the Bulk Water Fee Fund. None of these are ideal. The whole point of a fund is that it pays for itself. But that's just not the reality when it comes to the electric utility in Sitka. The dam was built. It has to be paid for. The question is, how? Here's City Administrator Mark Gorman.
We're entering kind of an emergency situation, a crisis situation when it comes to managing our electric utility and the affordability of it. So we have to find ways of relieving that pressure on the citizens without compromising our economic integrity.
And it's a crisis the assembly wants to try to solve in-house before taxing citizens any further. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.